This show is live and local. It is your local performance connection. And on today's program, we'll be having two of the performers you can hear locally, in Champaign anyway, at the Clark Bar in downtown, or right near downtown. The Diva and the Dude, they call themselves. They are vocalist Kathy Harden and guitarist Andy Baylor, and they'll be playing for us live in the studio this hour. Also, I want to play some recordings of some of the other individuals or groups who are going to be playing through the weekend, at least a few of them anyway, including tonight in Effingham at the Firefly. It's bluesman Reverend Robert.
Say, come on, Papa, won't you give me some more? Yo, diddy, why diddy? Diddy, why diddy? Wish you might tell me why diddy me? I went to church with my hand on the seat. Mama said, oh, said you sure is sweet. Yo, diddy, why diddy? Diddy, why diddy? Wish you might tell me
called Diddy Wah Diddy, played here by Reverend Robert on Live and Local on FM 90.9. You can hear him in Effingham tonight at the Firefly, starting at 8:30.
The signal power of our companion station, AM 580, will be further reduced in mid-September, so the next phase of our tower repair can begin. You may be unable to hear AM 580 for as long as 2 weeks. Morning Edition and All Things Considered will still be available on FM 90.9, and you can hear AM 580 online at WILL.illinois.edu. Thank you for your patience as we work to bring you a much improved AM 580 signal.
And if you are a blues fan, on Sunday night, in Decatur at the Rock Springs Nature Center, you can hear the Deke Harp Blues Band. And we happen to have a recording of his called Gateway to the Blues. He's the harmonica player here and also in the band. And I frankly forget if they're all playing on this particular tune or not. Eddie Clark drums and Tom Holland on guitar. And this one is called John Henry.
Thank you.
we had two from Dee Karp and his band called Gateway to the Blues. Actually, that was the name of that last track. And before that, John Henry. Dee Karp is the harp player. When he was on the show with a couple of members of the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band quite some time ago now. And boy, I worked like mad to find out what his real name was, and he just didn't want to tell me. I think it was Michael something or another, but he goes by Dee Karp. And the harmonica player there, and also vocalist in some of the other tunes. And he's going to be at the Rock Springs Nature Center in Decatur Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9, where your local performance connection, and our broadcast is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. Among the local performances you can go out and see and hear live are The Diva and The Dude. They're going to be at Clark Bar in Champaign tonight at 6:30, as they are with some regularity. And The Diva is Kathy Harden. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kevin.
Are you feeling diva-ish today?
I'm working on it.
Probably early, right?
Yeah. Well, it is past noon, so
okay,
I guess
all
I should
right.
start
we
qualify. Working up some diva-ness.
Is that like don't wear white after September 1st or something like that? You can wake up at your okay afternoon?
I'm not sure. I wear white all year round, so.
Good for you.
I think that goes along with my diva-ness.
That's right. You can wear what you want.
That's right.
And The Dude is Andy Baylor, the guitarist here, and what do I say? Are you feeling dude-ish this afternoon?
It's ingrained in my DNA, Kevin. It's always there. The dude DNA is always a flowing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always a showing. It's always a doing what it does. So
this is true.
It is true. It is true.
So you guys have a regular slot at the Clark Bar, or occasional, or frequent, or how often are you over there?
Frequent. It's like a home away from home. We like to try a lot of like new music out there, originals and such like that. You know, it's just a very comfortable and casual place to play, you know.
You can catch us there on a Wednesday or a Thursday or a Friday, or in October, Linda, the owner, is going to start having some music on Saturdays. So it's hit or miss, but we are usually there several times a month.
I actually went over their website earlier this morning just to see if, because I was at home and didn't have access to my calendar here, and I didn't quite remember, was it tonight that you were there or not? And they don't seem to have a music schedule up there. So I guess you just check the papers.
Check the papers, check The Diva and The Dude on Facebook. We have a fan page. Just type in The Diva and The Dude in a search, and you should find us. And we do keep it updated as to our weekly schedule.
So I suppose I do have to ask, how did you come up with that, with those names?
My husband.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, my husband came up with the name. We were talking. I was saying that I wanted to do something musical again after I finished doing the Patsy Cline show last year at the Station Theater. And Kevin said, well, my husband is named Kevin.
He said, good man.
He said, well, who do you want to do it with? And I said, Andy Baylor. And we were just sitting over a beer talking about it, Kevin and I, and he said, The Diva and The Dude. I said, I like that. So
just like that.
Anyway, Andy and I hooked up, and I threw that name at him, and he was cool with it. It seemed to fit. So although there is some bit of argument as to who is the diva at
I can imagine that, yeah.
We do arm wrestle for diva status from time to time.
I don't imagine there's much of an argument over who's the dude.
Well,
yeah, sometimes Kathy has to break out the blackjack and go to town, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Sometimes she does. It's
I have to stomp my feet,
yeah.
and kick and snort, you know,
yes.
sometimes.
Well, that goes with diva-ness, too.
Well,
true.
Yes, but.
That's true.
Yes.
Why don't we have you guys play a song? I know you brought in however many we want, so what do you want to start with?
Well, I think since we just, we'll segue from some blues into some more blues, actually, here, yeah. Do a little, enlighten us on this song here, Kathy.
I'm going to switch mics. Hello. I've been singing this song for a long time. It comes from a lady that called herself Rockin' Ruth Brown, and she was a great R&B singer way back when, it was kind of the beginnings of rock and roll, and she called herself Rockin' Ruth Brown. She was a sassy dame, and she was known for the squeak that she had in her voice and just her all-around bluesy rockin'-ness. So this comes from Rockin' Ruth Brown.
I said, Mama, treat your daughter so mean. I said, Mama, treat your daughter so mean. Now he's the meanest man I've ever seen. I said, Mama, this man is lazy.
The Diva and the Dude, live on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. Kathy Hardinan, Annie Baylor. So is, you said Rockin' Ruth Brown. I mean, I've heard of Ruth Brown. Is Ruth Brown the same as Rockin' Ruth Brown?
Yes, she is.
Okay, same person here.
Yes, she is.
I've always wondered, in blues tunes, as well as lots of other kinds of music, but it seems especially in blues tunes, each song has a small number of words. that you repeat, you know, a lot. And I've always wondered what goes on in your mind to vary those from, you know, with all the repetitions and so on. How do you, is there a way of thinking about that?
Well, I think the blues is all about a feeling, you know, and you just get the feeling, and then you just, I mean, I always pay very close attention to the words of the song, and then I just I'm all about interpreting those words and you know, building them to a, you know, a frenzy if necessary, or taking them way, way down to a, you know, a deep dark place if that's what the feeling is of the song. So to me, it's just all about the feeling and the attitude.
I mean, does the textual repetition sort of give you a chance to for improvisation and I'm not sure what the right word
sure,
is.
Sure, well, absolutely.
Yeah, it follows, you know, a basic structure. I mean, it's, you know, it's based on a pentatonic scale. Most of it is, but it's the sliding notes and how you emphasize in them. It's is I suppose the volume of the slide. Like you've got the. So the slide, sometimes she'll slide into something slower or faster. It is all about the moment and what the crowd, you know, the first verse is to the last verse. The last verse is always going to be your higher registers, you know, usually it's trying to build to a crescendo.
You know? You definitely were worked up to a little bit of a frenzy there at the end of that one.
Yeah.
A little bit of a
frenzy. Yeah. And, you know, you get a little bit of squeaking, a little bit of squawking, a little bit of growling, you know, and then, you know, just hitting some of the notes hard. I guess I don't really think about it a whole lot now. Now that you're asking me, Kevin, I don't really think about it a lot.
That's my role here, Kathy, is to challenge you to think about things.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. But again, you know, I think just my first response, you know, the blues, singing the blues, putting the blues out there is truly, it's from a feeling. And not a lot of thinking goes on I'll tell you. I sang the first verse, and, you know, I don't have a lyric sheet for Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean, because I've been singing it for so long. But I did finish the first verse, and as Andy was playing his solo, I was thinking, okay, what's the next verse, you know? So I did think about that. Okay. Oh, yeah, Mama, I'm so disgusted, you know. And then from there, it all kind of flows.
I've actually always appreciate this, the blues singers and players who do have a range of expression instead. Because some singers, it seems to me, do repeat and repeat and repeat without a lot of variation. I mean, the one that I've never understood why this guy, and somebody's going to really object to this, what I'm about to say, but I've never understood why people seem to like Joe Williams, period, and then why they seem to like Joe Williams and his classic song,
Every Day I Have the Blues,
because to me it's always the squarest, most repetitive way you could possibly sing the blues, and I think, why, or what, who decided this guy, this was great? You have an answer to that? Response to that? You don't have to.
Joey will. Yeah, man, that's, I mean, I hear people in the jazz department getting riled up right now.
I mean, I remember seeing him on Johnny Carson once do that, and I never heard of Joe Williams at that point. He sang that song, of course, and I thought, who is this guy?
I suppose, just to be fair, I can see it. It's a very, very, I don't want to say dry delivery. When you've got Basie's orchestra behind you,
well, that would
you
help.
You don't want, you know, I mean, those guys are gonna really shine and be the sparkly points in it. Whereas the voice, maybe it's just the every day I have the blues. He's the constant sort of
every
the
day.
Anchor, da, da, the anchor. You know da, what I mean? So I'm just, it could be it. I mean, it, you know, he does. I mean, he doesn't really wail and belt and howl like,
Kathy Harden.
Kathy Harden, yeah. I mean, like, she gets that tambourine out, that rattlesnake tambourine, she goes to town. It's like, you know, tent revival time. It's crazy.
I forgot all my shakers today.
Oh, you did? Yes. No, they're on the van.
Yes.
Or no?
So you use those during, use other contraptions during your
shows. Well, you know, shakers, tambourine, eggs, tambourines, maracas, the frog, you know, the little creaky, he's got a little frog. My husband brought it back from another country.
Yeah, that's like one of those little ratchet things.
Yes. Ratchet frogs, yeah. Yeah, like a guero.
One way is one sound and back is another sound. Yes. But what I wanted to say about, you know, every day, I mean, really think about those words, every day, every day, every day. I got
the song is fine. It's just the way Joe Williams does it. We'd better leave that alone, maybe.
I'll see if I can dig up some of my Basie, old Basie tapes. I give it one more chance. Come on, next time you come over to my place for a hang, we'll sit down and have some coffee.
Try and convert me to Joe Williams
and
that song.
I mean, my dad was roommates with him, you know what I mean? So
seriously?
Oh, yeah, swear, yeah, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, my dad knew Joe really well, knew all those guys really well.
Now, how did I just happen to land on that?
Well,
I did not know that.
It's just how hip you are, man. You don't even know how hip
Joe
you are.
Joe is actually Andy's uncle, and see, now you've...
Hey, now, hold on
to the
now,
family.
Hold on now, wait a minute.
You've insulted the family, Kevin.
Hold on.
Okay, all right. Maybe we better just...
always watch what you say.
We better turn you on to another piece of music. What's next, musically?
Well, speaking of blues, let's do an original. Let's do, where's it at? Let me see. Case of the Blues. Yeah, do right there.
Case
of the Blues.
One thing we've been getting into lately is doing some writing. You know, as a duet, it's real easy to coordinate schedules, and hopefully have a release out of covers and originals by the Christmas season, for the Christmas buying season. This is our second song, isn't it? Second or third song?
Original?
Yeah.
It's our second.
Our second.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's a thing called...
There's still so few that we can count them.
Yeah. Whereas with the covers, we're like 120-something now. But
we've only been together as the Diva and the Dude for a little over a year now. Yeah. So we're a work in progress, aren't we, Andy?
I would say so.
A case of the blues, oh, what am I gonna do? I can see by the look in your eyes, ain't no need for me to apologize, oh, what are you gonna do? Without thought, I said those words, were those the last words you ever heard, oh. What are we gonna do? How do we find our way through this? Can't be solved with a simple kiss. Oh, how do we turn back the hands of time? When I was yours and you were mine. I walk in the floor up all night, trying to find how to make it right. Oh, what are we gonna do? I'm
So that was called what?
A Case of the Blues.
A Case of the Blues. It could be Low Down Case of the Blues. What Are We Going to Do? I couldn't remember.
It started off as What Are We Going to Do? And as I do, I said we should maybe call it that because that's the repetitive hook in the song, okay? But the last line she says is, I've got a bad case of the blues. And something about it, it just clicked, like having the title at the very end. And it's to avoid the repetition you mentioned.
How about that?
Yeah. Prior to this, you know what I mean? And that's the thing about, you know, about the blues. If you listen to like Coco Taylor, for instance, we do her version of Hound Dog. And we might actually whip that out here in a little bit. It's not a 1-4-5 thing. Like the third verse, it stays in the 4 chord a little longer. There's little ways to differentiate that really go a long way for the listener, especially the educated listener such as yourself.
A long way towards preventing monotony.
Exactly.
Much appreciated.
Not a problem,
at least,
man.
By this particular listener. The Diva and the Dude here live and local, Kathy Harden and Andy Baylor. They're going to be at Clark Bar in Champaign this evening at 6:30. Support for our show today comes in part from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods. On the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with an international selection of chocolates, cheeses, oils, balsamic vinegar, jam, spices, barbecue sauces, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. And now Andy brought along 3 different guitars here, and I'm very curious to hear at least one other of them. So I'm going to give him the opportunity. I'm influencing whatever you're going to do next. Take a slight break from the Diva and the Dude. And I want to just play a recording I have of one of the other groups you can go out see and hear in our area. Very different kind of group. They're going to be playing in Monticello tomorrow, along with a couple other groups. There's the Blues Deacons, Neoga Blacksmith, and this group called High Cotton. They'll be from 2 to 8 on the square in Monticello tomorrow. And I don't know when High Cotton is performing, but I rather like these 2 particular tunes off of one of the CDs I have of theirs. It's High Cotton here on Live and Local.
Miss those Georgia piney woods, ancient home of the Cree and the Cherokee and me.
I was born in the Georgia piney woods, 15 miles from the general store. No TV, no store-bought and shiny goods, cracked linoleum on the floor. We had cows in the backfields grazing, chickens cackling out in the pen. Life was good and it's amazing how we didn't know that back then.
Miss those Georgia piney woods, wonder if they miss me. Long song for those piney woods, ancient home of the Cree and the Cherokee and me. Cherokee and me. If I was on some foggy
Oh, she calls me to weep, she calls me to mourn, she calls me to leave my home. The logs and pines and the good old times, I'm on my way back home. If I was on some foggy mountain top, I'd sail away to the west. I'd sail all around this whole wide world to the girl.
We heard the band called High Cotton, based in Monticello, Illinois, from their CD called Ridge Road, and we heard two tunes of theirs, Georgia Piney Woods and Foggy Mountain Top. They're going to be at in Monticello tomorrow from 2 to 8. Well, they're not going to have that whole six-hour time slot, but they'll be sharing the time with the Blues Deacons and the Yoga Blacksmith on the square in Monticello. Tomorrow, you're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9, and with us live in the studio today, who are going to be at Clark Bar tonight at 6:30 in Champaign, are Kathy Harden and Andy Baylor, the Diva and the Dude. And I didn't realize until you mentioned it just as we were listening to that music that y'all are going to be in Savoy also tomorrow?
Yes, we are at the Savoy Orchard Days. I think this is the second year now that they've done this two-day festival. And we are playing tomorrow from 2 to 3 in the beer tent.
And so there are, obviously we now know there's a beer tent and there's at least some music. Do you know what else is going on at the Orchard Days?
There's a main stage and a beer tent. And I at least know tonight that the Delta Kings are part of the main stage. Lou DiBello is playing.
I think he's playing tomorrow night. Lou DiBello's with the Tons of Fun band. Tons of Fun playing.
Tons
of playing
Fun
tomorrow night,
is going to be there. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure who all is going to be there, but I think there's a variety of acts tonight and tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah, and they'll have music. It'll be main stage and then beer tent and main stage and then beer tent. So there won't be any gaps in live music. Should be.
So just look up Savoy Orchard Days on the web, and I'm sure you can find it. I didn't have that on my schedule here.
Yes.
That's great to know.
Yeah. Yes.
2 to 3, and then we jump in the van, and we drive up to Paxton, and we play a gig that night.
Yes, we're playing
for a birthday party or something.
A 60th birthday party at the Tin Pan Alley, this really cool little restaurant downtown Paxton. And let's see, that'll be our fourth private party this month.
Yeah?
We've played two 60th birthday parties, and we've played two house parties. We just have a blast when we play the private parties. It's very intimate.
The wave of the future. It's the wave of the future.
So we'll just consider this an invitation for anybody who's interested in having the Diva and Dude at your house party.
That's right.
You can get them through their Facebook page.
That's right.
What do you got next now that your 12th string is relatively in tune? Emphasis on relatively.
We're good. All right. Talk about making it right before, right before it went down. I'd say let's do some Bobby Gentry.
Yes.
A little ode. Talk it up, Kathy. Pay the rent.
Came out in the 60s. Bobby Gentry, a very unknown young lady at the time, wrote this song on her guitar, and she ended up winning a Grammy for this tune, and it really brought her to the forefront of the music scene.
It has stuck.
Yeah. And now, what'd you say? She owns...
She's co-owner of the Phoenix Suns basketball team.
Oh, she's doing okay then.
Yeah.
She's diversified.
Yes, she is.
Ode to Billy Joe, is that what it is?
That would be it.
The Diva and the Dude, live and live and local.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton, and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped, and we walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered out the back door, "Y'all remember to wipe your feet." Then she said, "We got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge." Well, Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black eyed peas, "Well, Billy Joe never had a liquor since past the Fiskars, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow." And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie. Well, brother said he recollected back when he and Tom and Billy Joe, they put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie, you know it just don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday up on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe has jumped off the Tallahatchie. Well, Mama said to me, "Child, what's happened to your appetite?" Said, "I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite." That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, stopped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Ridge."
years come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joel. Well, brother Mary Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going around, Papa caught it, and it died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers on Choctaw Ridge and dropping in the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Ridge. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Ridge.
Ode to Billy Joe. Well, I haven't heard that song in a long time. It's fun to hear again. Kathy Harden and Andy Baylor, the Diva and the Dude.
It speaks to you, doesn't it? It brings back memories growing up and all that.
I'm not even sure. So when was that song? I don't remember.
1967.
Oh,
yeah, and some friends of ours, Ross Veach, former owner of the Embassy, before the Embassy was closed. But anyway, Ross heard us do that tune, and he sent a link online that tells that this song originally had 11 verses.
Well, you must have gotten close to that.
Well,
today, didn't you?
I think there's actually six. Five. No, there's five. But the other verses were cut, apparently, when she sent just her voice and guitar. She sent it off to the big record company, and they loved the song, and they actually, you know, really kept it. They just cut some of kept the original recording and added strings, but they cut quite a few of the verses out.
So I imagine when she would do it live, she probably added as many back in as she felt like.
Probably so. I was only able to locate one of the missing verses. And, you know, this song has had a huge mystery surrounding it all these years. The story's a little bit, you know, like, well, what were they throwing off the bridge?
Yeah, and, I was one of them
myself.
Just,
but she says in interviews with her, she says this song is simply about the everydayness of talking about this tragedy of this boy who, you know, jumped off the bridge and killed himself. And just the everydayness about, you know, pass the biscuits, I'll have another piece of apple pie. Gosh, I just saw him at the sawmill yesterday, you know. She said it was just about the everydayness of this conversation, and I found that very interesting to read.
Yeah, so if somebody in your town, if that had happened to them, and it's a small place especially, people are going to talk about it and say, oh, did you hear what happened, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, local legend, local story. You know.
Yeah. Well, nicely done, both of you.
Thank you.
Fun to hear.
Thank you very much.
I was missing my eggs on that. I do my little shaker eggs, and it really adds to the,
You'll have to come to the show tonight.
Yeah,
to
well,
see
I heard
that.
The little bit of the finger snap.
I was trying to do
here,
a little finger snap and just to give it a little something, but it doesn't have the
egg shake.
My eggs.
No.
Thing to it. You know, while I'm thinking about it, having a guitarist here on the show, I might as well plug a couple of shows next week. We've got two fine guitarists of very different type and very different generations. Next Wednesday, Tommy Emmanuel will be on the show.
Wow.
For us live. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Wow.
And then next Thursday, we're going to have back the 16-year-old blues phenomenon from Bloomington, Illinois, Matthew Curry. When he was here before with Steve the Harp, Steve kind of took the lead, and Matthew was in an accompanying role, and so Matthew's going to come by himself, and he's got another show coming up soon. Might even be a CD release, and he'll be playing solo, and he's got quite some, not only guitar chops, but also quite some vocal chops as well, you know, somebody who's 16.
Well, I mean, the thing is, here's a lot of the younger generation have really turned on to the older stylings and songs of the 60s and 70s and before that, prior to that, you know. For instance, you know, you like Led Zeppelin, where you're going to, like, discover more blues, what have you. I'm sure his CD collection, he's got the Robert Johnson's box set somewhere in there, you know what I mean? It's pretty amazing.
I'll have to write that down and ask him.
Ask him, yeah. See what he's got in his collection. I bet money he probably does. But yeah, the newer generation has just picked up the torch, excuse me, and they're running with it, you know. I'm playing my Jimi Hendrix show this Sunday, and this one, a friend of my wife's, a friend of ours, he wants to hear, you know, Are You Experienced, Purple Haze, Hey Joe, and he starts naming off all of these Hendrix songs, and it really was really, really surprising to hear that, you know, someone that young.
How old is he, probably?
16. This kid's 16 as well, too. But have such an extensive knowledge of the catalog of yesteryear. It's almost like the 90s didn't happen, you know. It's surreal almost, you know.
Well, we're going to let you guys go out in just a minute with another song. Let me mention some of the other events that you can go out and see and hear live. In our listening area, there's quite a bit going on. Jeff Helgeson Quintet is going to be with Chip McNeil at the Iron Post in Urbana this evening at 5 o'clock. Ken Smith and Tom Painter Duo are at Bouvon's in Urbana this evening at 6 o'clock. It's Bulukata Conde and Rhythm Manding at the University YMCA on the U of I campus in, just barely in Champaign on Wright Street this evening at 7 o'clock. The Sanctified Grumblers are playing old blues, jug band music, old-timey stuff at Mike and Molly's in Champaign. The show starts at 9. I know they go on at about 10 o'clock. There's some other folks on that gig as well. It's Two-Ton Heavy Thing playing blues on the square in Monticello this evening at 7 o'clock. Black Magic Johnson plays. Do you know them?
I know the two. Yeah, Shane and the Two-Ton Heavy Thing. Great bunch of guys.
Yeah, good. Yeah. And then Black Magic Johnson, who was on this show once. We'll have to have him back at Norb Andy's in Springfield tomorrow night at 8:30. The Peoria Symphony Orchestra plays under, and I just learned this yesterday, guest conductor James DePriest. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Peoria Civic Center. Sinfonia da Camera plays music by Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms tomorrow night at Karanert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana at 7:30, along with the University of Illinois Chorale. The Fish Tank Ensemble play gypsy jazz, Romanian, flamenco, and lots of other kinds of music at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount. That's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. I'm actually planning to go to that show.
Wow,
I think
fun.
I can get out there. Yeah, they were. Soul Miners Children's Theater. They actually specifically asked me to mention this. They're starting classes tomorrow at the Baha'i Center in Urbana from 2 to 5. For more information on what they're all about, go to soulminers.org. It's the Junction Bluegrass Festival in Oglesby tomorrow at noon in Lehigh Park. And the Gary Warnick Trio play jazz at Long Creek Vineyards in Decatur Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Pianists Aldo and Judith Mancinelli play at Millikan University in Decatur Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And it's Emerald Rum playing Irish music at the Blind Pig in Champaign Sunday evening at 5. You're listening to Live and Local on 90.9 WYNL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and much more for Central Illinois. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. We also have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. And Andy has now pulled up the third of the three guitars he brought with him here today. And what shall the diva and the dude go out with today?
Well, I was wanting to do a tune that I got from Patsy, Ms. Patsy Cline. And Andy tells me that his mom used to love this song and used to go around singing it all the time.
I thought you were going to say that his mom was her roommate.
Yeah,
No, but did you give my friend Andy Baylor a plug on his Sunday night gig at Boomerangs?
He just
six
did.
O'clock.
We just did. It'll be fun. Kathy Harden will be singing background vocals.
Oh, is that a fact?
That is a fact. Yeah, I need you on some of the Hendrix stuff. By the All way, right. You know, you're not going to turn me down in the air, hopefully.
And don't forget, I wanted to plug yourself tonight at the Clark Bar at 6:30. Have at it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? I've moaned the whole night long. I'll do your cooking, honey. I'll pay your rent. I know I've done you wrong. Remember that rainy event? I throwed you out with nothing but a fine-tooth comb. Well, I know that I'm to blame, but ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home? Nothing but a fine